I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, a North Dakota tribe declares a state of emergency as the federal government shutdown continues, and an Arizona tribe polls its citizens about changing its name. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Spirit Lake Tribal Council in North Dakota has declared a state of emergency as the federal government shutdown continues. The council declared the emergency this week in response to potential impacts on essential federal programs, including food and heating assistance. If the shutdown continues past October 31st, benefits from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, may be paused starting November 1st. According to a press release, the Spirit Lake Tribe's food distribution program has already seen an increase in families seeking assistance since the start of the fiscal year. The tribe's also concerned about the uncertainty of other programs, including the Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC, and the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, or TANF. The tribe's preparing and is encouraging residents to stay up to date on the latest information and contact local resources. President Donald Trump Wednesday approved a request for a federal disaster declaration for the recent devastation caused by the remnants of a typhoon in western Alaska. It wreaked havoc on some of Alaska's most remote communities in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. According to Alaska's congressional delegation, Trump also announced an initial $25 million in disaster relief funding to cover initial recovery expenses as the state conducts damage and cost assessments, which will result in further federal relief funds. The declaration enables agencies, including the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Department of Homeland Security, to deploy additional resources to support recovery and rebuilding efforts. An Arizona tribe is starting to poll its community members about a name change that could shorten or lengthen its name. KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio has more. Ho-Chunk Inc. is addressing a labor shortage among young Winnebago tribal members in Nebraska, training them for jobs intended to help close a continuing housing shortage. It's part of the Legacy Learning Program, which passes on skills from one generation to the next. According to program officials, there's a lack of qualified young men in the Winnebago tribe to take the jobs that are needed the most. Ho-Chunk Inc.'s Janelle DeCora says the shortage is especially dire in the construction, carpentry, maintenance, and repair sectors, and adds that the students are learning more than hands-on skills. DeCora says the program has trained three cohorts of young men. 60% have found jobs in the construction sector. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.